You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We're on the phone today with the very lovely, the very brilliant, the very talented. Who else could it be? How are you today, Christy Lundby Hill?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. Well, finally, we can breathe, with the...
Yes.
I mean, what the heck was all that for the longest time, huh?
Oh, it was a little crazy.
Yes, very humid, very sunny. Mr. Muggy is... Go ahead.
I thought I heard it was going to be in the 70s one day next week or something, or 60s even, and I was like, oh, it might be a nice brush of breath air.
Oh, yeah, won't that be? And, you know, we really do need the rain.
Yes, we do, definitely. I'm sick of watering my plants, so yeah.
Well, and everybody's lawn looks like a straw field, for gosh sakes.
I know. It's hard, but it's summer. We got to enjoy it while we got it. It's short-lived here.
You have that right. That's be positive, right?
Yep.
Well, Christy, how are sales in your office this week?
Going well. I mean, the market is still going pretty hot. We've got, a couple that sell here and there throughout the week. It's not quite as crazy as it was. I think the point of height of the craziness was April, May, and then since Memorial Day, it has slowed down a little bit, but they're still moving really fast.
Now, is that normal for this time of year?
It is normal. It was a really weird spring, kind of started at the beginning of December where everything was getting these multiple bids and bidding up and bidding up, and then I think it kind of started, I was like, man, it's starting to slow a little bit. I kind of started wondering about Mother's Day because that weekend was a lot slower and we had a new listing that came on. And then I'd talk to other realtors and it was slowing a bit. And then we had a couple of good weeks and then Memorial Day was pretty slow that weekend. I'm starting to hear, the media is like the newspapers and TV places are always a few weeks to a month behind on what the market's really doing. So I was... seen on national things about small slowdowns. Not huge, but just, okay, maybe we're calming down here, It's like,
mm-hmm.
So it's calmed a little bit. It's not as crazy. Houses are still selling really fast, and certain price ranges are better than others. It's still moving pretty good.
Great. Yeah, and that's why Talk Real Estate people get to listen to that twice a week at the show, because it's up to date.
Yes, it really is. I mean, right now, I kind of could see the writing on the walls and it just keeps, going. But houses are still coming on. There's still a shortage. But, it was to the point where if you looked in the MLS at how many listings were active in Hastings without offers on them, there was like 7.
Wow.
And so we're back up to like 25, 30. So now you're starting to see people were trying way too high. And you're seeing a couple price reductions. Not a lot, but if they're not moving, maybe they were just trying... a little too high. I mean, it can only go up so much. It was going up and up, and every person would put theirs on higher and higher, and it just kind of is like, okay, now it's flattened a little bit, which is probably good, or else we'd end up in another bubble. So I think it's a very strong market.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So now's the time, if you want to sell your house, to get off that fence, and if you're looking to buy,
yes.
Get off that fence also. The sitting, the waiting
right, yeah.
is over.
Yes, and the rates are still awesome. So for buyers, it's still a great time, and for sellers, it's still a great time. Can't tell you what the fall will do. I mean, who knows by now?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, the market's still moving pretty good.
Christy, how can folks get a hold of you if they want you just to kind of talk to them about it?
Yeah, my cell phone is 651-216-4676. They can email me at ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com, and Christy is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Hill. You could also email Christy Lundby, but that's a mouthful to try to type and spell it correctly. So Hill's easier. They both go to me.
Okay. And if if you're driving or something, you can call the Hastings office of Edina Realty at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone on the Lundby Hill team. But ask for
absolutely.
Christy's like the top of the pyramid.
I'm kind of the lead, yeah.
Well, how about any specific listings you might have that you'd like to talk about, Christy?
Yeah, we've got a new listing that came on last Friday. It is quite a house. 21370 Old Windsor Road. It's actually considered in Welch, but it's Hastings Schools. This is, I hate to say this is one of my favorite houses, but we had this listed back in like 2003 and sold it back then. And when we, and it was, you know, it sold for around 700 or something back then. And then it actually ended up, those people who bought it went into foreclosure. And then we ended up reselling it to our buyers when it was a foreclosure years ago. And then they've fixed it up. And it's just this gorgeous property on about 7 acres with a horse barn. Doesn't have to be for horses, but it's got a nice field for that and a couple stalls. Like a big rambler with a front porch that looks like you're at a commercial building.
Wow. And
I mean, the front covered wood porch is to die for.
And what's that address again?
It is 21370 Old Windsor Road. It is listed for $899.9.
Okay.
Gorgeous property.
Yes, and that's a great area. That's just a little bit south of us.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if anybody's been to Hungry Point Farms, but my mom was involved in that years and years ago, back in the late 80s when they were selling the land, or even the 90s. And they were selling development, this development that they is a recreation of like a historic old colonial type area. I mean, there's no, you can't have cement or black dirt roads. It's got paver driveways. You got to have the wood shingle roofs. They're all two-story, like really cool. Like the whole, the covenants in that development are really strict, but this house is just past that. So it doesn't have the same covenants and stuff, but it's just, it's kind of a cool area to drive through to get to this house. It's just really a neat place.
Yeah, that really is. That's a, I know where you're talking about. And
oh, it's so cool.
It is. It really is. So if people want to talk to you about that again, what is that number?
651-216-4676. Or you could just go to edinarealty.com and go under offices or agents and look us up on there and get our numbers, emails, all that information.
There you go. There you go. Well, our topic of the week, how to buy and sell at the same time, especially with the way things are going this day and age, as fast as they go.
Yeah, well, I just thought of that topic because, you know, I was at a house last night of some past clients, and they... you know, happened to somebody from their work was selling their house and they're going to buy their house, but they got to sell theirs. And so they just were kind of floundering and going online and doing things. And I was just like, ooh, all right, let's rethink this and go back here. Because, I mean, they found some company online and I said, well, let's look up what kind of costs they have and things like that. And they were charging them like an extra $12,000 to buy down the interest rate. Because they were giving them some high rate. I mean, they were charging them these weird fees. And I'm like, no. Let's get a hold of my gal. Let's do this. We went online, talked to her. The rate that they ended up with was like 3/4 of a, you know, percent better. And it didn't have the extra fees that company was doing. So, I mean, when it comes to lenders, your best suggestion is to call a realtor and say, who do you recommend? Because we deal with these people all day and we don't want you to have hassles. We want you to have a good experience. So ask a realtor who the best lenders are to work with. I got another buyer that recently had gone through, I kind of knew this would culminate into a problem later on, but he was so adamant that these guys were great because he's a veteran, and he was going through a place called Veterans United. And, you know, maybe the guys they were dealing with were great, but that place, they use VA in their name to try to get VA buyers to use them, thinking they're a part of the VA, and they're not.
Okay,
they're not
yeah.
associated with them.
I would have thought.
They use that name.
I would have
they're just using that in their name to make you think that they are, but they're not. And there's some, they're a company that is a national company that's all throughout all the states. In my experience, the national companies, all of them, I've not had, I don't know if I've had a great experience with many of them at all. Maybe once I've had one that went through really smooth. But and they sound great. This guy that they were dealing with, the agent, seemed really good. We were supposed to close today. You know what? It's not closing today.
Oh, no.
Got the call a day before. We're not closing. We need to do this, this, and this yet. We got to get pushed back. And he wouldn't even give me answers on why. And I was like, to my buyer, I said, you know, I know you liked this guy, but I kind of knew this would happen. You know, I have a great lender who does VA, and you will have no problems. So, again, more reasons to please talk to a realtor and get a recommendation. Don't use somebody online, you know, unless you've been referred to them by somebody and somebody who had a great experience. Do not use those ones because you may be already and packed up with your moving truck and you can't move into your house. So, I mean, hopefully this one's going to go next week, but, you know, it's out of my hands at this point. And I'm a control freak. I like to know that people are with good people so that things go well, you know?
Well, you know how to make things happen, you know. In full disclosure, I've used you to buy and sell property, and you are a sharp lady that knows how to do it. And all you have to do as a customer, I had to do is do exactly the way you said, and things go went very smoothly.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want people to have hassles.
Right.
You know, so it's not fun having hassles and last-minute things. It's stressful to everybody involved. And so, you know, my goal is to make it as smooth as possible for people so that they don't have the extra headaches. And if they, you know, don't ever see the headaches, that's good. That means we're doing the right thing. So that's kind of the goal.
And I have to say, that's the way it worked. That's the way it worked for us. I mean,
that's the best way.
I tell the story about you. It was Sunday evening. 60 Minutes was on. We were at home, and you came out to, you know, solve some last-minute issues and have us sign some papers and stuff. And you're just like that Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going. But you know, it was a very stressful, I mean, stressless, you know, there was no stress in it, whatever. I don't know what it was like on your end, but it went very, very smoothly.
Well, moving is stressful.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it is very stressful. You got enough stresses with packing up your house, getting it ready, doing all the things you got to do. You know, I mean, where I was able to come into their house last night, walk through, go, all right, pack up this stuff here, call this pod place, get this pod, get your, you know, we got to get this on the market. You got an offer. You got to sell this because you need to buy that one now. We got to get this one sold. So, you know, can you put your boat somewhere so we can get a pod here because you need to take some stuff out of your house? And went through each room and said, all right, pack up this, pack up that, leave this, leave that. You know, so just trying to give them, you know, and they're just going gung-ho now, ready to put that one on the market next week. So, you know, it's just you need some direction, and that's what we do. Is we're like a wedding planner, you know? We help
yes.
we help them find and unite a person with the house, and then we're a wedding planner going into all the things that you got to do.
Well, and you said it, you're the experts. You've done this for, you know, 30 some years. You know what you're doing, you know what it takes, and you have most of all the contacts.
Yeah, I created a whole list, like a 4-page thing of all the contractors for different things that, you know, and if anybody ever has a bad experience with somebody, I'll take them off the list. But I want to know from people, how did they do? And so I've got a whole list of people to suggest when they need this or they need that. I mean, I got one coming up where she's like, we're going to need a new deck. This deck is shot. And I'm like, all right, let me call this person. And so we're trying to coordinate things. And, you know, so, I mean, I don't know that people realize we do all that stuff. But, yes, we can. So we can help them through a whole barrage of things to make this go as smooth as possible and get the sellers the most money they can and the buyers the best deal that they can and get the house.
You bet.
So,
you bet. We have about 3.5 minutes left. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at my cell, 651-216-4676. How did that time go so fast? I didn't even get to my topic, really.
Well, you have so much information that you're getting out.
Maybe we'll have to do the whole buying and selling thing in the next one. So basically, if you're needing to buy and sell at the same time, give us a call and we'll help you through it. We've got processes, people to call, ways to do it so that it's as least of a hassle to you as possible.
Right. And like you were saying, the ideas that I've heard from you in the past were, when we sold our home on Turtle Drive there and you went through and you told us what to do and we did it and
yep.
changed this and painted this neutral color and stuff. And I mean, there was no issue selling it. But you make it stress-free because, once again, you have the contacts, you have the know-how, and you have to be, you're the experts. Let's face it. That's what it is. You're the experts.
I think the biggest thing people have problems with is, how do we do it? How do we sell and buy at the same time?
Yep.
And there's several different ways to do it. Buy first, sell first, different programs we can help you to get into. But it's there's so many details, and it's complicated. And you just need to have a person to go through step by step with you and help you figure out the best way for your situation.
You bet. And you have all the shortcuts. And by that, I mean, I thought, what a bright idea when we were talking in the past about, what if your garage is all cluttered and stuff? Buy those pods. Just, it's a short term.
Yeah.
It's a short term solution. And that's all you need it for, is a short term.
Yeah. And these guys had they need a bigger house. And so they just had containers all over and just too much stuff. And it's like, it's all very updated. It just needs to get rid of some stuff to show it and the best. So, I'm like, get a pod, put it on the end of your driveway. We can still get pictures, even if you got a pod there. I mean, just, that's probably the best thing. I gave them the company we used when we sold 4.5 years ago that had the best pricing on pods. And they're getting that dropped off, and they're going to pack it up this weekend, and it'll go on the market next week. So, that's, they're just going to work their butt off and get it done. But, sometimes people have more things to do, and we can help you work through that.
You bet. Christy, we have about 30 or seconds or so left here, maybe 40. Tell us again how folks can get a hold of you.
You can call my cell, 651-216-4676. Or call the office, 651-437-2121. Ask for someone on the Lundby Hill team. Or you can just email us. The easiest email for me is ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com. Christy is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Christy, thank you again. It's been a lot of fun because you know what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Christy. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Again, our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill, you can give her a call on her cell at 651-216-4676, or you can call the local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.